Hi, and welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're here with Karen Roberts. She's with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute with a group here in Moorhead. Karen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
So you guys have got a lot of things coming up this semester, and first tell me a little bit about the organization itself and what is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute?
The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute was founded by Bernard Osher, and it's out of UK in Lexington. We have a chapter here in Moorhead. It's for people over 50 years old that want to socialize with people their own age or a little older, go to classes to get new knowledge, have fun, go different places.
I guess the socialization aspect of that is really something that's important for that demographic. Tell me, as a person who participated in this, you don't just talk about it, you also are a participant. Tell me a little bit about your experience with going to the classes and participating with the group.
We have a lot of fun during our open houses, and that's when we get to meet new people and reconnect with some friends that we've made and find out what classes are going to be that semester and register, have some refreshments, and just talk. As far as the classes go, it depends on which class you're taking, but usually in the beginning of class, you have time to say hi and talk a little bit with friends and get to know new people that are in the classes. And it's a good way to meet new people in the community and connect with old friends.
Now, is this just for people who live in Moorhead, or is it the surrounding areas as well?
It's the surrounding areas. Most of the people are in Round County, Fleming County, that area. So it is for people in the surrounding counties plus Round.
Okay. And you guys are holding an open house coming up at the end of this month. Tell me a little bit about that event.
The open house is August 23rd from 1 to 2 o'clock, and it's at the Wesley United Methodist Church here in Moorhead in the Wesley Hall. And there we have refreshments, and we get to meet the instructors for the classes coming up. And you also register then, and again, it's from 1 to 2 p.m. The time has changed, so I wanted to make sure you all know that it's not 1 to 2:30. Again, we learn new things about the classes, meet the instructors, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, you said, but we were talking a little bit before this, and you had said that there are quite a few participants. It's not just a handful of people.
No, we have about 80 members.
Okay. And those members, tell me a little bit about the type of people they are. I mean, do they come from all walks of life?
Yes, we have people from St. Clair and a lot of people, retired teachers, from the community, and retired professors from Moorhead State University, retired teachers from surrounding the different schools here in Moorhead, people that are like me that have retired from other walks of life and are interested in this.
Just interested in continuing education.
Yes.
I think that a lot of people forget that it is good for your brain to continue learning. What kind of experience do you have with that?
I know that with the classes that I take, I try and take something new each semester, and to continue keeping my brain active and learning more. You never stop learning, and learning more about people and science and history and literature, just to keep my brain active.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys have a few different classes that you're offering each semester, and there's some different opportunities for that'll pique different interests. Tell me a little bit about what classes you guys are offering this semester.
We have our old goodies, art with Joe Sarter, and that usually meets on Monday mornings, and that's this time it's acrylic painting. and our classic movies with Russ that meet on Wednesday at the Round County Public Library, and then our travel with Sarah. That's also on Wednesdays in the morning. We have some new ones this time, a literature class, Shakespeare's play Measure for Measure, and Mark Miner will lead a discussion about this play. We also have a new science class, Notable Women Scientists. Drew Henderson will discuss a new woman scientist each week, and this class is on Tuesdays. We also have Inventors and Inventions with Dennis Karwacki. This class should meet on Tuesdays. I'm not sure. You'll have to wait until registration to find out about that one. We also have our special interest groups that meet at different times. Great discussions, and the nonfiction books both are continuing this semester.
You mentioned Joe Sarter. I've had a little bit of interaction with him. He's a fabulous local artist, and if you haven't had the opportunity to see his work, it's pretty impressive what he can create in a very short amount of time. But is that class that he's offering, is it a painting course?
Usually it is. We take, Joe has us do different acrylic paintings. We start in a different way than you would expect, and continue on until the painting is complete. It depends on what you're doing. If you're doing a landscape, it might take two classes, it might make four, depending on the level of painting that you have to do, as far as how many layers that you have to do before you get it finished.
Okay, that's really neat. Now, you said movies with Russ. Who's Russ?
Russ Brengelman is a retired MSU professor. We do classic movies with him. He's done classic movies, I think, every single semester for at least the last 5 years. And each semester, it's a different genre of movie. And I don't know what it is this semester. He's keeping it close until registration, so we'll find out then.
So what do you just watch the movies and discuss, or
yes, each week we have a different movie, and then afterwards he either gives us some little tidbits about the movie or the actors, and then we discuss the movies, what we liked about it, what we didn't like, something new that, you know, we just found out about an actor or something in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And when you say classic movies, is it a time period or just not new movies?
It's not new movies usually. Classic movies as far as time period or different interests, one semester we did Westerns, one semester we did some of the classics, one semester we did movies like Gone with the Wind, that took 2 weeks. And we've done other movies in different areas.
Very cool. Okay, so travel with Sarah. Tell me who Sarah is.
Sarah is also a retired professor. She's also a Spanish speaker, and she has a group in one of the special interest groups that meets and talks and reads only in Spanish, which I would imagine is a lot of fun if you speak Spanish. I don't. But also, she does a class every semester, and different people come in and talk about their experiences with different parts of the country, different parts of the world. They usually have a slideshow, answer questions, give you some information about different places. We've done New Zealand, Australia, China, just to name a few.
Wow, there's a lot. And there's a lot of people in this area who do a lot of traveling, especially
yes.
through the university. I know that over this this summer, I've been seeing pictures from all over the world that people have been traveling in connection with Morehead State.
Yes, there are people from usually from this area that are just traveling.
Literature with Mark Miner. You said he's going to do some Shakespeare. That's kind of heavy.
Yes, he's doing the play Measure for Measure. And I imagine they'll read and discuss different parts of the play. I'm not that familiar with the play, but that should be an interesting class. That is something new to our group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drew Henderson is going to do a science class, and tell me a little bit about Drew and his class that he's going to be doing.
Drew, again, is a retired MSU person, and he also is in and does the scenery for most of the plays here in Moorhead, whether it's through the university or through the community or the school, whatever. He's very involved in that, and he's doing a class this semester on women scientists. And that's another area that we have not discussed in a long time. Each week he will discuss a different woman scientist.
Mm-hmm. And her contribution to the scientific world. That's a very interesting topic to discuss. I've actually worked with Drew before. He did some set design for a show that I directed several years ago, and he's a great guy to work with.
He is. He's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. And then Dennis Kerwacki also doing a scientific type class.
Yes, this is another different one. He's going to talk about inventors and inventions from 1760 to 1939. I know very little about this era or what he's going to be talking about. That's a mystery, and you'll have to come to the open house and look at the registration pack to see more about that.
Wonderful. Well, I hope a lot of people are able to make it out to the open house. Tell us again when that's happening.
It's August 23rd from 1 to 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church Wesley Hall on Main Street in here in Moorhead.
All right. Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Karen, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Leanne.
And we'll be right back after this.
They saved everything. On one box, the label said, "String, too short to save." Hope for tomorrow dictates many of today's actions. Stories you will hear this week on A Time for Tales illustrate hope for tomorrow. Join me, Carolyn Franzini, for A Time for Tales, a program of stories, Sunday at 3, here on Moorhead State Public Radio.